Well, hey, Matt, how are you today? Welcome back.
I'm doing pretty well. I'm guessing that it's, you're feeling pretty good because you're maybe 1 year older than the last time we connected.
Yes, yes. I feel like a spring chicken, though. Don't you worry. I still have the pep in my step, although I did celebrate my birthday with my kids and my husband with our small celebration, and we ate macaroons from a local bakery. That was our celebration.
Awesome. Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank
you. Pretty excited today. We are so fortunate that the Greater Quad Cities Hispanic Chamber of Commerce have connected us with our next guest. And that next guest is a Dr. Roberto Moreno. And welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us, what is it you do and where do you do it?
Well, I'm a dentist and we have two practices. I have two partners that I work with. One of the partners is my mom, and the other partner just joined last year, Dr. Carolyn, and we practice in West Liberty and Muscatine.
Name of your practice?
Gentle Family Dentists.
Gentle Family Dentists. So everybody that's listening to this right now has been to a dentist. What is it specifically for you that got you excited about being a dentist?
Well, like I said, I do work with my mom, and she has been a big inspiration for me. Although I did not decide to become a dentist till kind of later on in, you know, my college career. It was something that kind of came after I worked as a dental assistant for her during the summer. And that's when I could really see what the job was about. And something that I could see myself doing.
So tell me more about the title of your practice, the name of your practice, Gentle. I mean, I will admit I don't look forward to going to the dentist. So what's different about the way that you practice dentistry that makes it gentle?
Good question. You know, we try to do a lot of different things. For any procedure that we offer, we do offer free nitrous gas. It's the laughing gas that kind of relaxes you. So that's always a big hit. And we have warm neck pillows for your neck. We have TVs on the ceiling with headphones to, you know, distract you from anything and that you don't want to hear. And yeah, we really just try to have as relaxing atmosphere as possible. And of course, we try to be very gentle.
So, Dr. Roberto, you mentioned that maybe a little later in your collegiate career, the inspiration to pursue actually become a dentist became more reality. What kind of classes at that point had you been taking, and what kind of classes had you wished you'd been taking earlier to prepare you for what you're doing now?
Yeah, honestly, I may have had a more unconventional route to dentistry. I went to undergrad at University of Northern Iowa and graduated with a psychology degree in 4 years. And that is when I decided to become a dentist after that. So I had to take all the minimum prerequisite science classes to become a dentist, and that took another year and a half. So for me, it was a little more schooling than the average person needed. And yeah, so just if you're asking what I wish I would have taken, a lot more science, you know, natural sciences than the social sciences that I was taking. But not that I don't use some of that psychology degree. I do work with people all day, every day. So it worked out.
I would imagine some of that psychology is very helpful with not only your patients, but staff from time to time.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely has been.
Excellent.
So interesting. So how do you get into dental school? What's the process? I'm not going to become a dentist, but I think our listeners might now hearing you talk. So how do they get into dental school? What's involved? Tests to take, or what is the application process?
Yeah, good question. You need a four-year degree, and there's also a test that you have to take beforehand called the DATs, Dental Admissions Test. It's a pretty lengthy test. I would say it takes about a half a day to do, and then you apply to different colleges to try to get into dental school, and then if they are interested in you, you go in for an interview, and then hopefully they accept you.
And once you get accepted to a school and you choose one, what's it look like at that point from a amount of time that you're becoming a dentist?
Well, for dentistry, it takes 4 years. And at that point, you're a general dentist. And a general dentist can do just about anything in the scope of dentistry. After 4 years, if you want to specialize, you can. And depending on the specialty, it will take additional years. For instance, oral surgery will take another 4 years. But like orthodontics or braces, I think takes 3, and pediatric, just kids, takes 2. So each specialty is kind of a little different. It's not the same as medical. There's a few similarities, but there's definitely some big differences.
If I'm doing the math,
okay,
right.
I gotta ask it. So we usually ask it like right off the bat, but we've given you like 3 questions where we haven't been like, can you make a good living being a dentist? So we know there's some student loans perhaps that go into additional schooling. So now I just need to know, you don't have to tell me exactly how much money you make, because that's awkward. But is it a good salary, good living? I mean, you own your own practice, so there's that to consider too.
Yes. You know, there is quite a bit of debt. I think the debt has been going up over the years. But the nice thing is, even with that debt, you can make a very comfortable living. And if you're like me and kind of run your own practice, then there's a little more autonomy and possibly a little more financial success involved. The other route that many dentists take is working for a corporation. And you're not an owner. But you come in and do the dentistry and you get a salary and you're more like an employee. But either one, you can definitely make a very comfortable living.
So you went the route of a private practice. Can you explain maybe one aspect or any aspects of your job, of your practice that you might eliminate and why?
You mean something that I don't like about owning my own practice?
Is there an aspect of just like, if I could get that off my plate, I'd love to.
Oh, yeah. I would say, running the practice and working with a lot of different employees can be fun, but that is possibly the most challenging right now. I've been out for over 10 years now, so I'm very comfortable with the dentistry. But there's always new challenges, it seems like, with running a business and staff personnel and, equipment and other things like that. So, I mean, I understand the people that do go into corporations, they do not have to deal with that, which, if you just love dentistry and just want to do dentistry, that is definitely the way to go. But like I said, my mom was my inspiration, and she already was an owner of a practice, and I learned a lot about running a business from her, and I think that really helped me.
Give to high school students who are looking to pursue dentistry, when it comes to soft skills, maybe you've got a lot of people who are already strong in science, they already want to pursue that, but you have a psych degree. What soft skills do you use most on the job?
Soft skills, what does that mean exactly?
Like how I'm so engaging to talk to, interpersonal skills, empathy, writing, speaking, any others I'm not thinking of. There's tons of soft skills, but you know, skills like that, how do you use those in your business?
Yeah, you know, I think we use a lot of that. You know, like I said, we interact with many different people all day, every day. And those interpersonal skills, I think, are very important. The interesting thing about dentistry is you go from that to working on very detailed, minute things, which you kind of have to like to do that as well. And as far as writing, yep, do a lot of notes and a lot of emails and a lot of lab slips. The only thing I don't think I use too much is math. That's the one thing that I just don't use every day. But yeah, everything else I think is very important.
So you mentioned a lot of the academic requirements to become a dentist, practicing dentist. Is there continuing education that's required of you?
There is, and there's a bare minimum requirement to maintain your license. I'm part of the academy called the Academy of General Dentistry that emphasizes continuing education. And so I always go above and beyond the bare minimum requirements. And I think it's one of the most important things to, you know, feel good and comfortable about the treatment that you're doing, that you're doing the latest and greatest things and not just getting stuck, you know, in past treatment that may not be the best anymore.
Do you have your, this is a question I wonder, because I have friends who are in your field and I don't go to them for my dentistry because I feel like it could be like, oh man, I'm airing my dirty laundry. I don't floss as much as I should. Do you have friends who come to your, because your practice sounds really awesome. I feel like I need to switch. So this is kind of a silly question, but do you have friends who visit you at your practice?
No, that's good. I do have many friends and family that I do treat. But there is kind of the running joke that if anything bad is going to happen, of course it's going to happen to a friend or a family. And so, yeah, some people are very hesitant to see their friends or family because, yes, they'll have to see them afterwards many times. And if something doesn't go as expected, then you might be hearing about it for a while. But no, I do have very many many friends and family that do come to my practice, and I do enjoy treating them.
I got to imagine that's got to be a pretty good part of the job, be able to see people that are near and dear to you in your life. Kind of poses another question I have for you. I asked you a little bit about some of the things you would get off your plate, but could you describe for our listeners, what would you say are some of the best things about your job?
I think one of the best things is you never know what's going to walk in the door. So it is never boring. You know, even if you have done a root canal 1,000 times, this tooth is going to be a new challenging tooth for you. And so many different people and personalities you get to work with. If you're a people person, then yeah, I think dentistry is great.
Person aspect. How many you have your mom and you have one other dentist? How many other people do you employ?
Well, with two practices, we have probably more than the average, you know, dentist. We have around 20 employees total, and split between the two practices, about 10 each.
And like you said, that, you know, that could be the greatest challenge. Is managing people and staying, you know, sane as a person who is running a business, treating patients, keeping employees engaged, hiring, you know, good talent. So how do you de-stress? How do you manage to log off and enjoy life a little bit outside of work?
Well, personally, I do love running. I ran competitively in high school and in college, so yeah, me getting outside and just being able to run is always great. I do have a lovely wife and a newborn that's turning one, just actually in a few days. So Love spending time with them. And I love movies. And so if I can get a chance to watch a movie, which hasn't been as easy with the newborn, but but yeah, that's what I like to do.
Well, congratulations on the newborn. Well, not newborn anymore, but close to 1 year old. That's awesome. That keeps us all grounded. I know Melissa and I are juggling that on a regular basis. So, Dr. Moreto, we really do appreciate your time. One of the last questions I would have for you, though, today is, if you're looking back at a 16-year-old Roberto and there was any guidance you could give, what might it be? What are the things that you would say, stop doing this or do more of that to prepare you to be a dentist in the future?
And I would probably think about a few things. One, I would make sure I knew to be getting good grades, because getting good grades in school opens up many opportunities. For instance, if you suddenly change your mind on what path of career you want to go on, luckily I had good enough grades to be able to have that opportunity. And the other thing I would think about is term instead of short term. When I was studying psychology, I loved to study it, but I wasn't really thinking about the job. And that would be my advice to myself.
Well, we do appreciate that. And one final thing that we always want to make sure we incorporate is the student perspective. And so we've got a student that actually has recorded a question for you, and we'll use that question as the last one of the day for you, and then we'll wrap things up.
Hi, dentist. This is Ava Cousins with Rock Island High School. Being a dentist, I'm sure you had to take many science classes to achieve your degree, but what other classes did you find helpful for your dental degree?
For me, like I said, psychology did play a good role because it really helped me deal with a lot of different personalities that you deal with every day. Other than the sciences, you know, the other thing that dentists do a lot is work with their hands. So really, I did take some art classes, and anything that you can do to help with your hand work is also, I think, very helpful.
So interesting. I love the idea of a liberal arts approach to dentistry. And so thank you for closing with that, Dr. Roberto. So thank you so much. We're excited. I'm going to go brush my teeth. And we're just glad to have you. And thanks to the Greater Hispanic Quadsities Chamber of Commerce for introducing us to you. And have a wonderful rest of your day.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Melissa, what do you think? That was a heck of a fun interview to have with the dentist. All of us interact with dentists on a regular basis, so it was pretty cool to get kind of behind the scenes. What did you think about it?
You know, I think his approach to his business was one of the most interesting pieces. He's really identified that his target market, everyone, doesn't really like going to the dentist, and so he's created this business that addresses the dislike of his whole industry. And I think that that is really smart. And I think it's that psychology degree at work. And so I was just so impressed with that.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting as well, the path that he took. It certainly isn't typical, I would say. I think a lot of people that decide to get in that career path probably have that trajectory, and they know that, and they're focused on classes. And back to your point about non-traditional and create that comfort. I had Starbucks running through my head and the environment that they've created that allows me to spend $4 to $5 on a cup of coffee that I wouldn't have done elsewhere. But he's creating an environment that makes people comfortable to come into the space and get good quality dental care. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was so impressed also with his kind of just like, he's a business owner. He has 20 employees. He treats patients. He just seemed so calm. And I think that that really plays into the gentle too. So it was fun to talk with him. And I look forward to bringing more calm, smart business people from all different walks of life onto our show, Matt. We got some good ones coming up too.
We absolutely do. I'm excited for it. So looking forward to the next one with you.
All right. Catch you next time.
Take care.